everybody, welcome to YKS. Now that sounded fun, didn't it, Mike?
That sounded like a hoot.
Sounded like a hoot and a half. Sounded like there was kind of a drum situation going on back there. I'm guessing there was like a. Isn't it normally when I think of Mardi Gras? I'll tell you what I think of when I think of Mardi Gras.
Yeah, the beads. Yeah, right? The necklaces, all the nice necklaces that you get.
Actually, I think about many of our fine laborers cleaning up after the revelers and partygoers, and I kind of wonder, they're doing okay.
You ever been down there?
I've never been down there. No, I haven't. Have you?
Kind of ruined my joke. I was going to say, when you went down there, they changed the name to the Big Sleazy.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say.
Wow. But
now you've totally blown it up.
That's what you think of me, your friend.
Okay. One of the great sleaze bags of our time. See, that guy is fucking handing out fucking.
Yeah.
Yo, where's Brandon at, bro?
I don't. Yeah. Just a quick question. Hey, are we in trouble again?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
He's going to win again, dude. You know?
Okay. All right. I don't have anything to do with it. You know what? You guys figure it out. I'm pretending I'm like a French guy.
You're not figuring it out over there.
I'm pretending I don't have any stake in this. Listen, you guys, I don't know what's going on down there. I guess I'm in Canada. I don't know what you guys are doing down there, but I don't like it. Neutral third party observer here, concerned about the country. Yeah, it's not.
I went down to New Orleans. New Orleans. How's he say it? New Orleans.
He leans on the E, New Orleans, and then immediately apologizes and backtracks. Yeah, really good.
I went down there a couple years back. Everybody's drunk driving down there. My kind of place.
Okay. Okay.
But I feel like there is some, like you can have an open container in the car or something like that. Did I just make that up? Did I break the law when I was there?
Okay. Okay. Oh. Say it was your friend that did it. I learned this from Reddit. Just say your friend did it, and then it's fine. I'm not sure.
Although in New Orleans, it is legal to walk outside while holding an open container of alcohol.
Okay. Well, that's true. I believe that's true on Beale Street as well in Memphis. But it's just on that one particular street because it's like closed. It's pedestrian. And also, what else would you fucking do if you were just walking? I mean, it would be insane.
Drive through daiquiri stands.
Okay, yeah.
Drive through. Yeah.
That's not good, is it?
A driver could buy a drink served in a glass or plastic cup and drive away with it, or drink it in the car in the parking lot. That's at one time, I guess. In 2004, the law was changed to prohibit drivers from having open containers. God. They went woke, yeah.
I don't know. You're not gonna get the sound bite of me saying, "I love cops." You're not gonna get the sound bite of me saying that, okay? Because I don't, and there's no way to get it because I know that Dan has worked really hard to put that thing in the background where, you know, like on a commercial, if they're talking to their smart device, they put that little audio thing under it that won't set yours off when it says like "Play John Lennon" or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try to do it.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they did. Maybe I made it up. Well, Dan's done it on here, so you're not going to be able to clip me saying, "I fucking love cops, dude." But it does seem like maybe there's a problem with giving people booze while they're driving. That maybe seems too much for me. Someone should look into that.
Yeah, it's hard to... what's this?
"I fucking love cops, dude."
No! It's hard to...
the AI revolution!
It's hard to focus on driving sometimes when you're drinking, because you're having so much fun drinking your drink, you know?
Right.
Swerving all over the place.
I actually think it wouldn't be a problem for me because I drink stuff really fast. So I would just put it down and then I'd be able to concentrate on the road. But I just think maybe we shouldn't get into the business of making sure people have booze at hand while they're in the car. I know what you're saying. Oh, well, he could be just as distracted while he's tuning the radio to the latest hit singles and jams and rock music and stuff. And I totally agree. You can be distracted with that. But, you know, you can also use some of our many great voice assistants, such as, "Hey, Google, play Three Doors Down." Hope you were listening on your speaker, you motherfuckers. Now you're listening to Three Doors Down. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Dan actually didn't have the tech. I lied. Eat my shit. Hey, Google, eat my shit. Hey, Siri, eat my shit.
Fuck you.
Nah.
When is Mardi Gras?
Well, I think it already happened.
Was it like Tuesday, February 21st?
Yeah.
Two days ago.
We missed it.
Damn it.
You about to go down there?
Could have had a goddamn slice of king cake.
That does that look good sucks. To me.
What? It looks so good.
Hell no.
Is it not good? Why?
Because I fucking break my fucking teeth all the time on the goddamn, they put a little plastic toys in it. And it's like,
oh.
Don't put that in there.
Yeah, but is the cake good? Just suck the toy or just, what are you talking about? That looks so good to me. The muffaletta looks so good to me. The beignets look so good to me. Don't get me started on the crawfish and all that stuff. I mean, that just seems like heaven. And from what I can tell, it's also like a beautiful city to go walk around with a ton of cool history and stuff like that. And then of course the thing about it is it's going to be underwater very soon. So that mm-hmm. is sort of a big bummer about that. You know,
get there while you can.
You think about all these cool places, New Orleans and Miami, you start thinking like, ah, man, these places are crazy. Look at this cool, this interesting mix of cultures and history and everything here, right here on our continent, you know, just a drive away. It's mm-hmm. like, well, it's gone. It's gone. You live in Walmart now, bitch. That's basically, which I mean, some Walmarts are like hell of nice. Like some, nice. You ever see the Walmart neighborhood market? You ever seen those? Dude, that is nice. That is nice, dude.
They knocked it out of the park.
That is nice. When I was in Myrtle Beach, now there's one on the coastline I wouldn't mind seeing disappear. Get rid of that. Hey, can we trade? I'm trying to bargain. Like I'm doing a fantasy basketball trade. And I'm like, Myrtle Beach, I'll give you Myrtle Beach and a first round pick. And you give me Miami. And the guy's like yelling at me and spitting in my face and stuff. When I was at Myrtle Beach, they had like a small Walmart. I had Small Mart. They basically had Small Mart.
Mm.
And I went in there and I was like, I was fucking pissed off because I was like, this is ugly and shitty like every other Walmart, but you actually don't even have anything in here. Like you want to sell the fucking big bouncy balls. It takes up like a third of an aisle and you have 12 aisles. What the fuck am I supposed to do in here? It defeats the whole purpose. Give me a real store or a Walmart. You don't get to fucking make both of them. You know what I mean?
They got fucking wakeboards in there and shit.
It's trash. It's trash. It's trash that a trashy idiot would like on vacation, which is what we were doing.
Which is why we've been there so many times.
That's why I'm actually getting ready to go back. No, I've been to, but I haven't been to New Orleans, but I went to Baton Rouge to visit family one time, which I don't think is really the same.
Never been there. Don't know what that's.
It's not really the same thing, I don't think. Yeah.
Baton Rouge. I'm going to look up some pics.
It's a different place in the same state, but I think other than that.
Buildings.
Oh,
grass, streets.
They actually didn't have that when I was there, so that's new. It was like a big field with no grass. It was a rock. It was just rocks that I was in. Yeah, my family was there, and we basically sat on some rocks for a while under a big lamp. And then the week was up before I knew it. I did not want to get back on that plane. Let me tell you, I was having fun.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, they don't have counties down there. Did you know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? They
don't have counties. They have what do you call it? You look it up and then tell me what it is. But I got you started, so I get a half a point for it. What is it called?
Parishes?
Parishes, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Thanks, dickhead. They have parishes down there instead of counties. So,
wow.
I don't know if it really changes anything. I think it's just like...
In the same manner that Alaska is divided into boroughs. What?
Okay, now that I didn't know.
Wow. Everything is amazing. I'm learning so much.
A bunch of Cincinnati Bengals fans driving up to Alaska because they think they're going to see. I'm talking to the wrong fucking guy.
Yeah, you're. I don't know. I'm guessing there's a guy named Joe Burrows. Maybe is that it?
Oh my God! Lucky guess. You are on fire today with the guessing. Holy shit! You guessed my social security number before we got started, and then wow. What's going on over there today, Mike? What's going on over there today? Dan, clean this up. Dan, what's going on over there to Mike?
Yes, sir.
Mike, what is Mike? And Mike, what's going on over there today?
Jesus Christ.
Jam. What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you actually want me to edit this? Because I feel like now I should.
No, he doesn't know if he should edit it or not.
Nah. What are you doing? You're looking at your phone.
Well, I'm getting some updated sleep numbers for you.
Oh, good.
The other day I had, I forget what it was, 13 minutes of REM sleep.
That was, yeah, last week I think you reported that you had 13 minutes of REM sleep. It's barely enough time to listen to one of their albums. Although if you listen to it, it would put you to sleep because the shit's so fucking boring.
I like them. You don't like them?
No, I don't know. I don't have
it. Well, I can't find it right now because I don't.
It's in the, just look at the app. Just look in the.
Yeah, but we're out in the app, you know, it says like sleep and then.
Are you at the advanced state of age where you have to look up online where to find a setting?
No.
Are you doing how to find no, setting I'm not. And then it says go to settings and then scroll down to general and then click
where
particular.
Where the fuck is it? They put
yeah, you
in
are.
All these weird places, dude.
You don't know where anything is on your phone. You are at the point where you are not even using the app tray. You are searching for the app and hoping it comes up and then it doesn't.
God. This sucks.
They just got to put you down. You're done.
They mix it all up on here, you know, and they make it hard to find or whatever.
You're 1,000 years old.
No, I'm still cool. Stop. Oh, okay. I got it. I found it.
Yeah.
The other day I had 13 minutes of REM sleep, JF.
Yeah.
Today, 19 minutes.
What the
Let's
fuck?
Let's go.
What is wrong with you?
Core sleep says 3 hours, 51 minutes. Deep sleep, 35 minutes.
That's not good.
Isn't that cool?
That isn't, no. No, it's not. No wonder you're a miserable fucking psycho.
I know.
Go to the damn doctor. Quit asking me for help. Stop begging me for help with your sleep.
Please.
I'm tired of it. I can't help you anymore. You gotta figure, I actually got suggested something today. I was talking to our friend Tom Walker, the cop. I'm trying to get some other stuff said so that it can be clipped and maybe take away from the fact that I said the thing I said earlier.
I fucking Tom Walker, love cops, dude.
My friend Tom is a cop. That's why I said that earlier.
Yeah.
Clip that. No, he was saying that he was also having some sleep difficulties as well. And yeah. As soon as he texted me that, I was served a video on TikTok of some lady saying, "Hey, this is my mocktail. This is my sleep mocktail. You're gonna love this." And it was like tart cherry juice and
ashwagandha.
Yeah, that's always one that they say.
Melatonin.
I forget what was in there exactly. I should have saved it, but it was cherry. I guess cherry juice makes you sleepy. Didn't a president keel off from drinking too much cherry juice?
I don't know.
You would think it was George Washington, but it wasn't. He was trying to save us, actually. That's why he did the...
Zachary Taylor.
Yeah.
High and tired, he drank iced water and consumed large quantities of cherries and other fruits. The president suffered severe stomach pains for the next 5 days. Okay.
Well, so don't do that. But I mean, like, you can do cherry juice, and then maybe there's some water in there and some ice, and then there was some other... Magnesium. You can put magnesium in there. This sounds like a fucking bomb. I'm sorry. But that's what a lady said on TikTok. So I would definitely do that. And just see if that makes you go to sleep and see if you
Well, the thing is that it's not like a thing, you know, like that I just don't like going to sleep because mm-hmm. I just have anxiety about it. You know?
You think you're making a choice to not sleep good.
Well, do you know how many people die in their sleep, JF? So if I stay awake.
Oh, God. Wait a minute.
It's getting bad.
What are the numbers on people dying when they're awake? Do we have those? Is there any source on that? Does that ever happen?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Well, that'll probably work itself out. Just drink a bunch of cherry juice, I think. You were telling me earlier, you were very proud of this. You were telling me earlier that you have now increased your storage space on your computers over there.
That's
I think
right.
people would be pleased to know that you've got something good going on over there. So why don't you tell everybody how much storage space you now have on your hard drives?
Drum roll, please. Gang, we got about 150 terabytes.
Oh my God.
Oh, not there
are
bad.
There are so many people who can't really understand or visualize what even 1 terabyte is, much less 150 of them. But
I'm privileged. I know.
Just for example, how many movies could you fit in 1 terabyte, Mike?
A lot.
Oh
know.
My God, that sounds huge. And you could do that 150 times?
You can get 150 movies on this bad boy.
Not that long ago, that would have been a big number to imagine. It hasn't been that long from where, and we talked about it before, like having the little 85 megabyte MP3 player. Going like, Jesus Christ, I'll never listen to this many songs. 28 songs?
My first computer was like a HP job, and my stepdad was like, it's got a 2 gig hard drive in it. That's more than you'll ever need.
Insane.
That old son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Ignorant bastard.
Little did he know. Little did he know how much we liked porno at the time. What a fool. Nah. But really, the thing is, you get a computer and half of the damn storage is already taken up with just how to make the computer run. Isn't that crazy? Yep, you turn on your computer. Crazy. You think, I got 100 gigabytes of space. No, you don't. You got 47 because we got to have to put all the stuff on here and make the computer go. This is getting to be a real scam.
And Bill Gates is counting his money. And the devil laughs.
But God is good, isn't he? I don't have any storage related successes to share, unfortunately. I think
your shit's fucked up over there, bro.
I don't have as much storage as you. I like to stay humble. You're kind of gloating about your storage. I like to stay humble. I have enough movies and TV to get my kids through the day. and it just makes me a proud dad, to walk into the room and they're watching something I stole that was originally on Netflix and they're watching it at all times, even though we don't have Netflix.
It is kind of cool to be like, well, I've defeated movies and TV shows and music.
Yeah.
I can get anything I want anytime.
Right.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So now what do I do?
Yeah.
And now I need a new obsession thing to obsess over.
Right. What sounds good to you?
Struggling. I don't know.
Trying to decide if that's good that you can't come up with a new thing to obsess over.
I'm or
if
lost.
It's, just or if walking it's, around. If it's bad because you have nothing else going on. I don't know. What about the... I'm looking around my desk for something you might be interested in. What about like...
What about diet and exercise? Fuck you! Fuck you! Maybe you should obsess over that.
Maybe I should kick your ass.
I fucking love cops, dude.
Oh, I accidentally pressed that.
My bad.
Don't fuck with me. I have a lot of cop friends. Anyways, Mike, why don't we do an update on an old Kickstarter, huh? This is cool. Do you remember this? This was called the Pie Pod. Just say you remember it, even if you don't.
I do remember it. Yeah, the Pie
Liar,
Pod.
Lying through your teeth.
No,
it's fucking
slice
pathetic.
Left behind. Reaching
your gaslighting
temperatures of 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Pie Pod is like turning your microwave into a brick oven for reheating leftover pizza.
What is your pizza reheating method of choice right now?
Probably don't. I usually don't. I think we got pizza 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it was cold when it got there, of course.
Nice.
And I don't think I heated it up because, it's already trashed. I've already resigned myself that this whole day is fucked.
Right.
Eating some trash today.
Right.
But, I'll just eat it cold. Who cares?
Well, if you put it in the fridge and take it back out and eat it cold, you really got to have confidence in the fucking thing. And even then, you're not eating the crust, I don't think. I don't think even cold pizza enjoys are you're not eating the crust.
Yeah, and the crust, the crust was like fucking burned and stuff, so I had to cut it off. It was just a bad pizza, JF.
Ew.
It was a bad experience. When's the last time you had a great experience ordering some food? Never happens anymore.
It's actually not good to order food.
I really do think that.
There's probably nothing that brings me as much pleasure as listening to our friends the Doughboys, their podcast, where they'll say, I got the food for this week and I ordered it, and then typically Mitch will defensively say, and people get mad at me for ordering food, and then he does a mocking impression of the people who listen to the show, which I do love. It's very funny to hear that, and then it's funny to imagine.
Wait till the subreddit gets a hold of this, Wags.
It's very fun to hear that, but they do have a point that ordering food is bad, and it makes the food bad, and it sucks.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's evil, but you're not doing yourself any favors by getting your burger delivered.
It's bad, man. We've been doing very well on not ordering anything. We haven't ordered anything since that fucking pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
I think sushi 2 or 3 weeks before that. But I mean,
that one might be okay. Sushi might be okay.
Is fine.
That one's okay.
You know, it's made right then and like they bring it to you and there's not a lot of room for the shit to get all sloshed around and messed up and stuff.
But that is one of the more disconcerting ones when you like look upon all of the trash that you've generated from that one.
That is, yeah. You get a big plastic container and the paper things for the chopsticks. God,
that's, you know what? I saw a guy, I was on the couch and then I had to take a shit. I had to take a big stinky shit.
Saw a guy on your couch.
And I saw a guy on my couch. I said, defense mechanism. I bent over. I pulled down my pants. I shit it all over myself. Okay. Get out of my fucking house.
Whoa. Hey. more where that came from.
There's a little bit more. I can't shit like I used to, of course. 35. But I saw a guy, I got up and went to go take a shit. I bring my phone with me because I don't want to get bored while I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
You know, I have
you're
to be
in there for like 3-4 minutes.
I want to be entertained while I'm shitting out of my ass. So
I need constant treats at all times. Or else
I really do.
Get pissed off.
Oh, well, I'll start thinking about my life.
I do that too. Wait.
I turn on the content fire hose as soon as I sit down, and the guy is, I don't know who it is. It's some guy, and he says, I've heard a lot of, I don't know what he said. I've heard a lot of chatter about the Cheesecake Factory. Some people say the cheesecake is really good there. Some people say it's mid. So I went and got all 33 or 35 flavors. I spent $385 on slices of cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, you know, and he's sitting in his car and he's eating it, and you go, all right, well, this is gross. It wasn't gross in the same way that, you know, the fast food guys that we love are gross. Yeah. Joey and Peep and Ken Domic and those guys. It wasn't quite that.
You think they're gross?
No. Okay. No. It seems like this guy has stuff going on outside of eating cheesecake in his car. But because of the fact that I love cheesecake so much and I was curious what their flavors were, I did watch the entire thing. and what struck me was... just aside from the variety of the flavors and how he liked them, ultimately he decided most of them were just okay, which is probably about right.
Cool, and cool video.
Could have saved about $400 on that. I was struck by how much garbage it generated because 30 some times he reached over to the passenger seat and brought out an individual container of cheesecake. You know, I was thinking like, would it be crazy to say, hey, listen, I know this is weird. I'm a content. You want to say content creator? You want to use that line on somebody? That's fine. Just say, hey, I make videos. I want to try all the cheesecakes or make up a cool lie. Hey, I'm going to a birthday party. We kind of want to do this wheel of cheesecake. Okay. And they're looking at you like, yeah, I know the wheel of cheesecake. So you say, can you just give me like one of the big boxes that the cheesecakes come in or that you can send out and then just put one individual slice of each one onto the thing?
Yeah.
Maybe it takes two, you know, boxes or even 2.5, but it's like, at the end of the day, I've only got like 3 boxes. Like it's like pizza. You're carrying it to your car and you got the 3 boxes of cheesecake. You're good to go, right? No. Every single one was like this little holster of cheesecake. There's the plastic thing here. There's the plastic lid. So I heard him open the plastic lid and hit his steering wheel with it 33 times with a little fork in there, all this shit. It was fucking nasty to think of all the waste for the cheesecake, you know?
Well, luckily, that's just an isolated incident and that doesn't happen millions of times every day. So.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, I'm glad this guy got his last. But if this were like a nationwide commercial problem at scale, I mean, we'd really be fucked. Some of our great cities would be underwater.
I mean, the food waste and stuff in this country is fucking phenomenal.
Truly hard to think about.
Crazy, dude. There's some video I was watching where, I forget what restaurant it was, where people were like, we have to throw all this out. So they were like fucking pouring like bleach or something on the food or whatever. Cause their fucking manager told them to or something like that.
That's hell.
Nasty country, man.
Well, you go to the places, like even when you dine, it's one thing to get your food to go, but like when you go to a place that dines in and you're still eating off of the disposable, you know, plates and forks and shit like that. I was like, I don't remember where it was now, but we ate somewhere as a family and there was four of us, right? We go to eat at the place and you have like the styrofoam or plastic plate, whatever it is. And I was like, you know what pisses me off? It's like, I pay the recycling company every month to come pick up my recycling, and I'm like wigging out if I open up the garbage can and there's some cardboard in the garbage can that should be in the recycling can, and the recycling can's not full for the 2 week period that I have to throw all my recycling away. That like stresses me out and bothers me. And then I'm like, I told my family, I was like, think about how many people come through here every day. Think about the massive bag of trash full of plastic forks that gets lopped off into the garbage can every single day. All they need is a fucking dishwasher back there.
It's a crazy system, man. I mean, and like I said, it's happening millions of times per day.
And most of it is not for anything of any value either. Yeah. That's the cool part.
It's
most
just
of
all
it
trash.
Most of it is for a 6.8 out of 10 cheesecake that was, quote, too chocolatey. That's what it mostly is for. Ugh. Anyway, I like a white chocolate raspberry. That's my favorite.
What do you pick?
That's the one I would like the most. But there was also a Cinnabon one that I thought might be pretty good as well. But
Didn't we go to the Cheesecake Factory one time together?
We did. Yeah, we... Probably one of the grossest things we've ever done is get off a plane and immediately go to a Cheesecake Factory and sit there for a while. First thing, we touched down. Let's go to the Cheesecake Factory.
I think we had our bags and
we
stuff,
had our
dude.
Luggage is, with us, yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, and honestly, we still took up less space than the menus. Big menus.
They got big menus over there.
They got a lot of choices there. Anyways, food waste is a bummer. That's why I'm always reheating my food in the microwave, Mike. Waste not, want not. Leftovers are king in this household. That's why the Pie Pod is so important to this country's future. Now, when we talked about the Pie Pod way back on episode, 227. That is from September 4th, 2022. If you want to go back and listen, don't bother me none. Enjoy yourselves. It had $456 of $9,455. It was $9,000 off of its goal, but there was a surge. People started realizing we need to protect pizza right now more than ever. And they did, to the tune of over $11,500. This thing made its goal, Mike.
Did we talk about this a while back? Where, because I'm noticing in the header image here.
Yeah.
Why is there a Dean Martin song? That's Amore. Okay. SoundCloud embedded Dean Martin song. Friend Dan would probably love that.
He's tapping his toes.
There's a Pie Pod backpack, a sling backpack. Is that a real thing that they made, or is that just for, I think it's just for the mock-up, maybe?
You would be wrong.
Oh, no.
You would be wrong on that, yeah.
Oh, no, that, yeah, okay.
Because they do have a full, yeah, they have a full website here, which has all of their merch and stuff on it, piepod.pizza/shop. So you got the Pie Pod original, the double decker, the triple decker. You've got the Pie Pod, which has 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. And then you've got the massive slate of them here. You've also got the individual crisper pan, the carry tote, the pizza cutter, which seems obvious, the silicone heat insulated pan grabber, the backpack, the hat, the t-shirt.
Wow.
You guys are doing a lot of swag.
We should get the Pie Pod. We should get one of these, huh?
I think we should get one. Yeah, I think we should buy more shit for sure. But I'm kind of interested in the. I don't know what it is. I think sometimes we see it like on here where we're talking about, and most of the time I feel like it's a high school kid who just likes clothes and is like, I got to figure out how to do this as a job. And they go, I'll just think of a logo and put it on a shirt, and now it's a clothing brand. But I'm curious how you arrive at the idea that you made something to reheat pizza, and it's like people will want a shirt with that on it. I don't even know how. I don't know how you get to that point. You know.
Yeah, it's just like the NFTs and stuff. It doesn't really matter. It's just you want to give us money and you don't care what you get in return. Here's some fucking bullshit.
There's got to be easier ways to do that than a fucking t-shirt, though.
T-shirts are expensive as fuck.
And, tell me about it, dude.
The embroidery and stuff. For the I don't know if it's embroidered or screen printed, but on the bag.
Well, on
I mean,
the
that's
got
to run you some money, too.
Imagine that. So, you know how annoying it is when we get the emails that are like, hey, listen, there is a problem with your design file on your hat. You wanted to print out a penis that said, not my penis, and put it on a hat. But the head of the penis flips over the side of the design. So, we went ahead and altered the penis to be a smaller penis. Is that okay with you? And it's like 1:30 in the morning.
It's already small, dude.
The penis is so small. You're going back to your design files. I thought we made the penis small. And you're doing all that to make like $3 on it?
Yeah.
That can't be worth it for the Pie Pod guys, but maybe it is. I don't know. Anyway, this is the website. Crucially, you can buy The Pie Pod original for $29.99. I will say it is on back order, so let's compare apples to apples and say the double decker is $39.99.
That's okay, a wild price for a fucking pizza reheat, a single sliced pizza reheating thing for $40, dude.
I know.
You need to take a page out of the As Seen on TV book and charge fucking $19.99 for it or something.
Absolutely. That's crazy. Well, does it represent a discount? Because on the Kickstarter, you could get a double decker with free shipping for $30. And now if you go over to the Pie Pod store, you can get a double decker for $39.99. So this is one of the few ones I can remember where the projected MSRP turned out to be exactly what they said it was going to be, which is really shocking. But I'm trying to scroll down here and see. We've got the Quad Pod. Wait, is that what they were calling the... No, they call that the Mega Pie Pod now. So the SKU has changed. $55 for the Mega Pie Pod on the retail side and $67 on the Quad Pod. But that's the Pro. Ugh, okay, that's the bag too. Yeah, I'm not going to calculate the value of the bag here. It looks like you did get a discount if you backed this on Kickstarter is the short version of it here. But that doesn't mean it was without its issues. I'm seeing here in the comments section, oh boy, from somebody named HH16 says, I did use it for the first time today. I made sure to hand wash the cooking tray before use. However, a very strong burning odor appeared after the initial 3-minute cooking time to preheat it. Wow, 3 minutes. So you cook this thing for 3 minutes and then you put the pizza in there, I guess.
That sucks, dude.
So you're burning plastic or whatever it's made out of in the microwave for 3 minutes. HH16 goes on to say, that smell gave me a headache and is still prevalent after 30 minutes has passed.
I can smell it on my clothes.
Tommy Graham says, that's probably the toxic Teflon being burned into the air. I have the same issue. It also causes my microwave to shut off all power and can't turn it on for at least 30 minutes.
My eyes are watering.
So that seems not good.
My dog won't start barking. Fucking heat this thing up.
Let's see. Somebody here named Flynace says, received my 2 Pie Pods, washed them, and placed one in the microwave set for 3 minutes on high, and it causes the microwave to spark. This is a full-size built-in appliance with a turntable meeting all the requirements for size and clearance. Are my Pie Pods defective? How do I prevent the sparking? And Tommy is there again.
It causes my microwave to shut off. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So now the creator does respond to Flynace. I don't know. So they say you got to wash it. Okay. The silicone parts need to be washed. Then you have to cure it one time on high in the microwave. There goes the residue after that. There will be an odor and that is normal. Okay. So I guess shut up if that's your big problem. It says here, yes, they do get very hot. So use a pan grabber. Place it on the center of the microwave oven turntable. If present, make sure there are at least 0.5 inches between the Pie Pod crisper pan and all sidewalls of the microwave oven. Don't put any metal in there when heating it up. Don't use the crisper pan in a mini microwave oven less than 0.9 cubic square feet because the metal might touch the walls. Don't put the plastic inserts or the plastic lid on the crisper pan when heating. Then clean with a soft sponge, soap, and water. Don't use a scouring pad. Now, if you have some questions, you can email your microwave oven serial number, brand, what setting you use.
I mean, measuring square feet over here, bro. I'm just going to toss it in the pan, bro, or just fucking eat it cold. Come on.
I think this is a little bit fussy for me when it comes to pizza. I would, I don't know. I don't know if this was in development pre-air fryer adoption, but it seems like the air fryer came along and ate your lunch on this one, because they're
you pop it in a whole air fryer.
I have done it, and does it dry the pizza out? Yes, but it heats it up and crispifies it, which I think is about as good as you can hope for when you're eating some leftover junk food. So I don't know. I'm okay with it.
I love it.
You love what?
The whatever we were just talking about.
What do you love? No, say what you love. Go ahead.
I don't want to talk about it. The Pie Pod.
Anyways, that was the Pie Pod. Sounds like a tremendous success. And I think we've probably got 6 more coming your way. They're going to be a great success. Borat as well. But we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this. This week's episode of YKS, Mike, sponsored by NordVPN. Let's talk about VPNs. Let's be frank. Let's be honest. Let's be real. What do you say, Mike?
Let's be frank.
Okay, well, I'll be JF and you be whoever the hell you want to be over there. Okay, pal, but we got to talk about VPNs. Listen, I can tell you, for example, I was recently at a child's birthday party. Also, my kids were there. I wasn't there by myself.
Yeah, I was going to.
Let me just say, I had children with me. Also, it's a public place, by the way, so I could have been in the vicinity. It's a huge fucking, it doesn't matter. Anyway, I was there at the place and they had Wi-Fi available. And it was unsecured. And I took one look. I looked at my machines. I had my laptop. I was trying to get some work done.
And
I looked at my
phone. Desktop computer there.
I had my rig. I had my whole rig with me. I was trying to log on and take down the bad guys. And I thought, do I really want to do this on public unsecured Wi-Fi when all these kids run around with their phones and, you know, who knows what they're getting into on those things? I got to stay away. I got to stay separated. But Luckily, I had NordVPN there. To basically put a shield around me so that no one could interrupt me digitally.
None of the kids could harm you.
I could not be harmed by any of the children in the facility, okay? Think of it like a fine mesh net that comes over all over you, okay? And it's on the table that you're working on as well, and maybe you can get one piece of cake and slide it under the net, and you can eat the cake, and nobody will bother you for the, honestly, approaching 3 hours you have to sit at a table by yourself at the computer. That's what NordVPN.
All right, when he comes in, we're going to do a man in the middle attack. Capture his packets, start sniffing.
That's what a lot of the 8-9-year-olds were saying. I foiled them, and you can too with NordVPN. You can also watch sporting events which aren't airing in your region by switching your virtual location to a country which is showing the event. That comes in handy, let me tell you. Plus, you can purchase flights from different virtual locations to find cheaper flights. That's a handy little trick I wish I had known when I last went to Bora Bora, okay? You can also save money by purchasing subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price, like, oh, I don't know, maybe one of these streaming services everybody loves so much. Hey, get on it now before they cancel your favorite show. And of course, if you're like me, you want to protect your data while you travel and using that public Wi-Fi, it ain't safe. NordVPN protects you wherever you are in the world. It's the fastest VPN in the world as well. Now that's cool. Plus, it's about the price of a cup of coffee every month, and that is pretty decent. I mean, the old days, maybe it was, you know what I mean? A cup of coffee used to be. Remember one of these little guys used to get? Remember this?
Yeah.
You remember
tiny,
this?
Small.
I'm a small cup of coffee?
Tiny cup.
Nowadays, you get a cup of coffee.
Like,
you get a cup. You get a cup of coffee, and you got Donkey Kong rolling the big barrel out to your SUV. Like, here you go, sir. Like,
he works there. Yeah.
I guess, well, he's had to now with the way things are going. Wouldn't surprise me, at least. It's sad. I hope he's saving money with NordVPN. Listen up, gang. You want to try NordVPN? I don't blame you one bit. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to NordVPN.com/YKS to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 additional months for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. That's NordVPN.com/YKS for a crazy discount. Don't let children attack you. Use NordVPN. Also sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike, HelloFresh. Mike, you know all about HelloFresh. I do too. And I'll tell you what.
What the heck is HelloFresh, Jeff?
Don't say that. Not say that. Right, at this point, it's straight up ignorance, okay, on your part. It's willful ignorance. I know that we know what it is. I know our listeners know what it is. I know the wifey knows what it is because when the HelloFresh box came in yesterday,
her tail started wagging.
She said, this makes me extremely happy, is what she said when she was opening up the HelloFresh box.
For the first time in a long time.
Okay. Look, don't read into it. She just didn't want to cook dinner the normal way. Okay. She didn't want to be in there for hours on end. She didn't want to be disappointed with the end result. Okay, she wanted fast, fun flavors that are easy to make and easy cleanup as well. And I can't blame her, okay, because I'm the same way. That's why we work so well together and have for all these years and will for a number of years to come, despite what all of my hateful friends say. Oh, boy. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, so you can say bye-bye to your recipe rut. And treat yourself and your family to exciting new flavors every week. Whether it's the wifey, the kiddos, little rover, what's like a cat's name? What's like the default cat name?
Mittens, right?
Probably Mittens.
Little rover, little Mittens.
All of the gang coming to the front door when HelloFresh gets here, and they go, oh, I hope we have, you know, whatever their favorite one is.
Hope we have fast and fresh recipes and robust flavors and filling portions. Well, good news, gang. You do.
We do. And then I'm handing my dog the bowl of slop he eats every night and saying, sorry, they're just, I got the four person thing. I didn't
they
get
don't
the
make
four
dog per- food.
They don't make dog food. It's not good for you. Meanwhile, I'm enjoying taste and quality done quick with recipes like falafel power bowls. Oh, I love a bowl. Seared steak and potatoes with béarnaise sauce or Southwest pork and bean burritos. Now, everybody's going to have fun with that. I want you guys to try HelloFresh for yourself and get the dogs and kittens and your life smiling from ear to floppy ear. Okay, here's what you're going to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks65 and use code YourKickstarterSucks65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks65 with the code YourKickstarterSucks65 for 65% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Woof, woof.
Six pack time
for the six pack. Mike, looking at your phone, is there something on your phone you want to share with the rest of the class?
I was wishing my sister a happy birthday, but you don't want me to do that. You want her dead in the dirt? Is that what you said to me?
1:30, is that typically the time you wish?
I wasn't even doing it either. I was just checking my sights. Jeff, I got one for you today. Called Puzzle Playmates Adult Jigsaw Puzzles.
Oh yeah, you know what that makes me think of? Right?
Ding dong.
Indulge in a seductive puzzle experience with Puzzle Playmates. Ooh la la!
Wow, wow, wow! This is kind of looking pornofied. I'm seeing here. Good golly, damn! Let me get down on this register here.
Well, they've pixelated the asses and tits on here, so you can't fucking jack up.
Fuck, God,
we'll see about
it,
that. You think that's gonna stop me, motherfucker?
Oh boy, Dan, are you okay? Settle down, Dan. Jesus Christ,
look
at it.
I don't think I'm supposed to be looking at this stuff. So,
don't look at this. What's pixelated?
Yeah, look away. Puzzle Playmates is an adult-themed jigsaw puzzle designed to awaken your senses and bring excitement to your puzzle-solving experience. Our puzzles are made for mature individuals who are looking to add a bit of sensuality to their puzzle-solving routine.
Sure.
I'm tired of these fucking puzzles not giving me a hard-on.
Yeah, well, I was doing a puzzle the other day. This is so annoying. It was like a wicker basket. And there was like two kitty cats in it, and then there was a third kitty cat that was sort of like playfully falling out of the basket. Yeah, and there was some string. It looked like they had just got done playing with the string, and all I was thinking is, where's the big fat fucking tits? Where's the fucking big fucking titty tatties that I can suck on, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Each puzzle features steamy and intimate moments that will tantalize your mind and awaken your desires. Our pieces are handmade from high-quality materials, ensuring that they fit together smoothly, providing you with a satisfying puzzle-solving experience.
Well, that sounds great, because I tell you what, during COVID, we did a lot of puzzles, and I was doing this one. It was like America's Highways and Byways, and it was like just a shot down a freeway of like, oh, you see the McDonald's sign, you see like the gas station sign, you see like a semi truck going through, you're like, oh, this is like Route 66, like classic Americana, whatever. I'm sitting here going, where's the women's buttholes I can peer into?
A lot of them don't have it. Yeah.
A lot of them don't have the buttholes with sort of a bejeweled butt plug in them. I said it's like a flowery field.
Maybe they're fingering their asshole. I don't know. Put something on the motherfucker. Poolside Passions features a breathtaking image of two nude women relaxing in an indoor pool. One woman gazes longingly at the other, eliciting an intimate and mesmerizing aura that will stimulate your senses.
Mm, yeah. No, thank you. I think I believe I'll instead have a house. I think I would rather do a Van Gogh. I would rather do a Starry Night by Van Gogh. Ah, that's much better.
This is a porno puzzle.
This is porno, and there is one called Nature Nympho, which I don't even know. Is that cool to say anymore? Nympho?
Nympho.
Is that cool to say? That feels like something from a long time ago that you would say.
I think you still say it, yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's set a reminder to edit this 20 years from now when you can't say nympho anymore. That's the way it's going.
That's the way it's going. Nature brings nature and sensuality together in this sensual jigsaw puzzle. This puzzle features a beautiful and intimate image of a single nude ivory-skinned woman sitting amidst a lush green forest. So is this, I don't know if this is, are these his photos?
It's almost something if the guy took the photos and then made the puzzle out of it. It's still not anything, but it's closer than just getting a licensing an image or probably not licensing the image and then printing it on a photo and cutting it up into different pieces. I don't know. I'm just not a puzzle guy. Anyways, they are tedious to me. These are more tedious than tedious.
Yeah, he launched this before and didn't get any money.
No.
Oh, I guess he launched it. Maybe he fucked something up or something. He canceled it. He got $81.
Okay.
Whatever.
My previous experience includes running a successful Kickstarter campaign for 14 Days of Desire, which was well received by backers and gamers alike. I don't know what that is. It's not on the same username.
14 Days of Desire, an adult visual novel. Enjoy 2 weeks of vacation. This is by Code Pugsley. Says on the Kickstarter here. So
okay.
Andrew Pugsley, is that the guy's name that you got over there?
Well, what was Andrew Wednesday not available?
Boosh.
that's gone all the way around to becoming a current reference.
That's
now.
Relevant now again. Yeah,
isn't that cool to think about? That's like the biggest show in America. This is what makes America America to me. You got this show about these absolute weirdo freaks, and we just gobble it up, right?
Yeah.
Because that's who we are, you know.
Yeah.
We are the freaks.
They look at America looks at this show and says, "Boy, we're not perfect either,
right?
Maybe we could learn something from each other after all, because of all of our freaking differences that we have.
Bring the country together. We all love the Goths. I think we all can agree on this.
It's gonna heal the nation."
It does say it's uncensored by the time you get it, gang, which is good because I do think the pixelation would make the puzzle making process a little more difficult to solve. And you can get, let's see, how much does it cost you? Early bird puzzler, $10 for one puzzle. I mean, that really is, that's nothing. I don't know how big are the puzzles, does it say? Because if it's a small puzzle,
what does it say? 18, 16 by 20 inches. Yeah.
Okay, image depicts a 252-piece puzzle, but final product is 500 pieces for $10? That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
That's not bad. Plus, you can jack off to it, which makes it even better, because dual purpose, I guess.
My ass is putting this puzzle together, and then I see what I want to see, and then I go beat my shit, and I come back.
I'm putting the last piece in, and come on, come on, come on! Yes!
I guess what is the incentive to doing the headboard in the bedroom once you do the thong laced ass crack? What's the
pussy hole part of it? Yeah,
that's all I need to move forward. That's all I need to do what I need to do. You know,
and you fucking scramble it when someone's coming there.
Puzzle Playmates, you got to get the duo set here for 35 or 45 gets you. Oh, it's called a three-way. That's fucking hot. I'm smooshing the puzzles together. Oh, my God.
That's fucking hot.
These the puzzles are going at it. $1 pledge to $5,000, one backer, 27 days to go. Get this shit off my screen. I don't want to look at this shit no more. I go look at some other insipid shit about dogs. Well, good news, because we've got one called A Day in the Life of Your Dog, a book for dogs. That's right, Mike. No longer is the book the domain of the warring vulgar human. Now, our sweet doggos are learning how to read as well. Isn't that fun?
Cute.
This is cute. This, it's a, It's from Nashville as well, Mike. So I would just say, watch what you say, because we might get our head bashed in by
I
the people who did this.
I respect this campaign so much.
Same, same. This book has been created with dogs in mind. Sensory elements will keep your furry friend engaged while anyone reads. This actually is a book for dogs. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is not really a book for dogs. But no, it actually is a book for dogs. So they actually did do it. And I'll play the video to prove it. I'm not a liar. Don't fucking call me a liar.
Good morning, Charlie girl. Time to wake up. Let's go potty.
Hi, and welcome. Thanks for stopping by. I'm so excited to share this project with you, inspired by my dog, Charlie Girl, and my love for literacy. I decided to write a book for dogs. Yup, you heard that right. A book written for a dog and read by a human. It is my hope that dog-loving families all over the world can enjoy quality time with their pet through literacy, and that dog shelter volunteers will bring this special gift to those dogs in need of love and attention. Charlie Girl came into my life when I needed her the most. She has brought me so much joy.
Boring.
Currently, I work as an...
Yeah, it's going to be a skip for me. Let's see if we go here. Here's more of the dog stuff. Okay.
This book is about a day in the life of your pet. As soon as you begin reading the book, your pet will be immediately engaged. They will hear words like,
That's an insane thing to say, I feel.
Maybe it works.
You think the dog's going to start paying attention when you say, like,
let's go potty. Yeah.
But doesn't that also feel a little bit mean?
You're tricking him, yeah. He doesn't understand what a book is.
If you say, let's go for a ride in the car, and then be like, no, it's just because it's like, dude, I'm just reading a book. This is like a novel. This is not, we're not actually going for a ride in the car. And he's already like busted through the front door like a cartoon character. Like you can't.
Yeah.
You can't say.
The printing press, dude. They.
How far back do we have to go for you to understand? He's like licking his own nuts.
Potty. Treat. Fetch, and dinner. They will hear sounds like a squeaky ball and smell scents that will get their noses excited. Bacon, anyone?
Come on.
This project. Families love their dogs. Children will love picking this book up to read to their favorite friend before bed. Being an educator in an elementary setting, I know firsthand how important the love of literacy is at an early age.
But not for, no, shut up. I'm talking. Not for dogs, though. I guess I'm trying to make sense of this. Do you think it, no, I can't. Because there's plenty of books about dogs that are not written for you to read to a dog. I know that for a while my kids had a book that was like Walter the Farting Dog, I think is what it was called.
Yeah.
And, you know that one? Well, I don't need to tell you, but it's basically about a dog who farts and he saves the day because some robbers come into the house and they steal the family VCR and the dog farts and they get sick and throw up and then they get to keep the VCR.
Cool.
That's the kind of dog book that I'm thinking that kids enjoy reading, because first of all, you have to explain to them what a VCR is. Like, I guess the book is a little bit old, but maybe they like the Clifford book where it's like, damn, this dog is like insanely big, dude. And I think they would like that, but at no point does the actual dog in the home have to be present for you to enjoy the book? And I think that's sort of the hallmark of a book, is you can just read it any time without a bunch of animals sniffing you while you do it.
Yeah. I read the Clifford stuff and I don't even have a dog. I just enjoy the stories.
That's what I'm saying.
Tall. He's big. You know,
you don't have to read the book about Clifford was as big as the firehouse and then look over at your dog and go like, no, you're not. You're not. You're just you're regular.
I wish my dog was huge.
Dog owners of all ages could enjoy spending quality time with their pet. I think they could probably do that even without a book about doing that, is my thought. Children would love reading to their pet. This book is a great way to promote literacy in the home while loving on a furry friend. Yeah, you could do that. Like, you could read, what's
the Bible? Whatever happened to just reading the Bible, you know?
With your dog, does your dog need to be there for that, though? Are there parts of the Bible that make sense even if you're not touching an animal, or is it all basic? Is it all animal? It's been a while since I've read it.
There
probably
I've
is.
I've never read it, actually.
There's a doggo version of the Bible, isn't there? I bet.
There's got to be, yeah.
Yeah, and then Moses, or no, and then one, and of, the,
nailed
one of the guys
him to the cross.
Yeah, okay.
Broke his arms, nailed him to the cross.
Maybe they skipped that part in the dog over.
Your dog has his paws over his eyes.
Ah, boy, dogs are cool and nice. But I don't think you need the book. It says there are 3 smell pages and 2 noise pages. 3 smell pages. What would I do there? 3 smell pages. 3 smell pages. Smell pages. Mike,
think about you, it for a while. Think about
Mike,
it. For
Mike,
while.
Mike, 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 stink, stink, Mike. Something.
Something
about,
there. There's something.
Something
there
about
sure.
Stink, Mike. I want to say is where
or
I would
it,
go with
or
this.
Or somebody else, maybe if you want.
I'm feeling Mike on this.
I don't
one.
Think it works with anybody else. But yeah.
The book is already in the completion phase, gang. They're working on their final illustrations. Formatted. They've got the art, the editing, the copy. They've even got the ISBN numbers, gang. So they're pretty much all loaded for bear. All you have to do is spend $30 to get a signed copy of the book, $50 to get 2 signed copies, $75. Hey, meet and greet. You can meet the dog on video. You know what? I do this every night of the week, basically, where I have to see someone else's pet on a webcam, and it is not something I would pay $75 for the privilege.
They should be paying you, yeah.
If you want me to look at your dog on a webcam, yes, there needs to be some consideration. Here's what you get out of it. You get to put your dog into the camera. Here's what I got out of it. $150. Because then I can use that $150 to go buy a
deodorant. That's what you fucking need to spend it on, bitch.
I think we've already established that it's Stink Mike. It's not Stink JF. So, yeah, I'm buying it. I'm buying it for you because you can't walk into the store with your Stink Mike ass. Or 3 signed copies of the book for $100 plus a sticker and all that. You know, literacy is important. And I would say even, you know, adopting animals, that's pretty important as well. So rock on with that stuff. However, no need to marry the two.
Rock on with that stuff.
I think those two can be safely separated in a way that doesn't really affect one or the other. 1873 of 8K, 29 backers, 27 days to go. A day in the life of my dog. Well, let's see. He sleeps. He shits in the yard. He chews on something he's not supposed to. And then he does it all over again. No need to go into any further details. That's that book. Mike, what do you got?
I got one here that I don't understand, really. It's called the Ion Canister.
What is it, a shower?
Oh, my God. I don't stink. Freaking stop saying it. Come on, dude. People are going to freaking say that now.
You're just making it worse for yourself, dude. You're just making it worse.
The Ion Canister safely stores your most valued possessions, faithful to the unquantifiable alchemy that sparks. So you can tell where is it going.
I think, yeah, that says it all, really.
Precision machined from resistant 304 stainless steel, the Ion Canister's sturdy walls shelter your dearest belongings from water, heat, or your daily challenges in your pursuit of the extraordinary. This is like a little
boy, yeah.
What metal waterproof canister for you to keep matches in.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's roughly shaped and sized and designed like the
your penis,
Let's see. Would that be an okay penis? You know what? That's actually not that bad of a. You know,
it's not bad.
That's not that bad. I guess it's like roughly the right idea. Like if that was your first attempt at it, you'd go like, okay, that's probably
yeah.
I can work with this. I was going to say the thing from Men in Black that makes you forget.
Yeah.
Look right into this, you know, and then zaps your brain. It's kind of like that. And it also sort of has that, the sort of sci-fi but non-distinct sci-fi element to it, where there's some kind of gas floating around it at all times, like dry ice. Oh, speaking of which, I didn't even tell you this yet. We did get literally the day after we recorded the mailbag episode, I got a phone call from the P.O. box guy.
Yeah,
and he said, "Hey, just thought I'd let you know we got a package in here, and it's
ticking."
I mean, basically, that's what he said because he said it's cold. So you might want to, he's like, yeah, I thought you might want to come get this. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I drive over there and it's in a styrofoam container. And I open it up and there is dry ice in it. So this is sort of similar. It's got that dry ice kind of like.
What the fuck was it?
Well, it's frozen clams. There's a pound of frozen clams.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
So
that's pretty good.
We will address that. We will address the frozen clams next month, but they're in my freezer right now. Anyways, that's what the ion canister is giving. You could put like 6 clams in here probably if they're small, and then you could open it up and the dry ice could come out. But I think that's all it's for. It's just for storage, I think.
Hmm. The ion canister safely stores valued possessions.
Okay, like what's that right there? What was that? It was like
that was like some jewels or something. So you're supposed to put your diamonds in it.
I mean, not really though,
it's
right?
It's a keychain thing. So it has a keychain eyelet on the top of it or whatever.
Yeah,
and the use case is that you put your emeralds in it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Possessions, faithful to the unquantifiable alchemy that sparks abstraction.
I just said that, motherfucker.
Discoveries.
Yeah, but she said it a lot better than you did.
Honors a legacy of humanity's most.
Now, what is that? Is that fucking Dimetap? What is this? What do you? What is this? What is this crap?
Looks like those fake dog nuts. What is that? That's some rocks or something.
Yeah, it's the nudicles. Actually, that's a fucking other one there where the guy was like, well, I came up with this idea. Now it's time to make shirts of it. I'm the guy who's saving up for the fake dog testicles. But in the meantime, I do want to get the bandana that says I love my nudicles on it. Just to show my support.
Brilliant scientific minds. Precision machined from a bar of stainless steel, the ion canister combines unique aesthetics born of scientific heritage. Inspired by ion traps used to hold charged particles in a system isolated from an external environment.
This is
what are you talking about?
This is like the I think we've talked about it before, but many people have read it, that Pepsi document that explained how they arrived at the new Pepsi logo. That's what you're doing right here.
Just junk.
Trash. Trash real, to justify dude. Some huge payday. But you know what? At least the Pepsi guys got paid. I mean, this is several order of magnitude below that.
only a $350 goal on this for some reason.
They knew that they had something that some people would like. Yeah. $2,500 raised so far, 56 backers, 49 days to go. This one actually may go up there. This one may actually get a lot of money. My complaint on this is they missed out because if this was an Elon Musk thing, they would have raised $10 million.
Yeah, for sure.
This is the kind of thing where it's like they are building a brand. It's nothing, but they have a brand behind it. Because look, they also have this same design where it's like a little green light inside a stainless steel canister. They made a pen out of it before.
Same body or whatever.
Same exact thing, but there's a pen on the end of it.
Some guy in the comments of this one says, pledge the first thing this morning. I have a small stone collection. I would love to have some box or capsule to put them in. Dude, that's a nice storage tool. Congrats on your project, says Anthony Balfour.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Dude. The top comment. Wow, this is just 12 days ago on the Curious Pen. Last updated February of 2023. So, wow. Okay, so this thing's still cooking over here. They raised $15,000 on the pen. Did they run this simultaneously? When did this one start?
Well, they also did the Isotope Dye last updated December 14th, 2022. So, all recent projects. These guys just got a CNC cutter.
Yeah.
And so we got to start pumping some shit out.
Well, they're doing more with it than most people are, it seems like here. Yeah, this one was just in July that they started this pen one. They've already got it out in people's hands. Douglas says, hey, I received my pen. However, it doesn't glow nearly as much as shown and advertised. It just looks like there's a bit of sand on top. So I don't, not sure what's going on there. I guess it's one of those, it's not an actually powered light. It looks like it's like you expose it to sunlight and then it glows. So it's like a nightlight or a, what do you call those? Like those little dinosaurs that go on the wall? I don't have them, of course.
You sound like you have them.
I just mean when sometimes if you're a kid or young at heart, you might have those little glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs and you stick on the...
What are those glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs your wife always wants you to get rid of? People's wives, I mean, wants them to get rid of, if they had them.
Right. What are those things? What are those things you stick on the wall if you have like anxiety sometimes about going to work? What are those called? Anyways, most people in here are saying these are cool, but they're actually not that nice of a pen, which is, that makes sense because it just looks like something else. I think maybe the pen part of, if you need a good pen, you just grab a pen. Man, I went out to eat the other day and somebody gave me a pen. And I was like, oh my God, I was signing the receipt. I was like, holy shit, this is a great fucking pen. And then I looked at it, it was just some bullshit, and I forgot what it was immediately. But damn. I enjoyed the experience of writing with the pen so much that I almost formed a memory about what it was or where I could get
pretty
it.
Good.
So that's pretty good for a pen. You know, there's a lot of shit I don't remember.
About the pen 2 days later? Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I don't remember about my family, but I remember this one pen. That was like a huge impact for a pen. Let's see. Somebody here says the pen. Yeah, pen does not glow. Basically, the pen is okay, but the glow is a gimmick. So, yeah, what do you really have there? You just have a stupid-looking pen. What is the isotope dye? It's also a thing that kind of glows,
yeah,
but not really.
Yeah, glows in the dark, yeah.
And it's just, it's like a set of
so these
dice.
Are like science guys who were like Marie Curie and all that shit, and like try to.
A superficial appreciation of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This would be great on ThinkGeek, I guess now, yeah, GameStop. Yeah. That's where this would go. I mean, really, it's Elon Musk. It's Ricky Morty stuff, which is fine. The ion canister, though, seems to have no use for me. Oh, actually, would you put like weed in this? Would you put a...
Oh, wow.
Would that be kind of cool if you had Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson over and they said, hey, man, it's time to smoke some weed. And you said, oh, check this out. And you pulled out the ion canister and then like the dry ice that you have in there just went... And they're like, wow, what is this? And you say, this is famous Tennessee dirt weed. You're going to love it, Willie and Snoop.
I'm going to take off, nephew. That's what Snoop says.
I don't know what you would put in here. Maybe you could roll up like a $20 bill and you could take it out.
Yeah, very stupid. There's not a lot of room and stuff in there, you know.
Yeah, you could put a pen in there. You had like a nice pen. It'd be kind of
okay,
cool.
Okay, here we go.
Now we're thinking. That's the ion canister by Curious.
Yeah,
oh,
that's another.
Curious. Oh.
Yeah, see? One of these things, JF.
It's just hitting me, yeah. All right. $2,500 bucks. Not bad. Ion canister. Okay. All right, Mike. Well, how about this one? This is called the... I don't know. How would you say this? Would you say Yikin?
I would say Yi Chen game.
Yi Chen? Okay.
The first fitness ring with a gaming system.
And I just want to push back right there and say, no, it's not.
It's not at all, yeah.
I think it's okay to rip stuff off, but I think you can't say you're the first one that did it while you're ripping the thing off. Very...
Yeah, this is just the Wii Fit thing. So this is from Hong Kong.
It is.
And it's identical to the Wii Fit shit.
Really, in every way, down to the color of the controller that they have on the side. They got the red and blue controller thing on there and the diagram. And the game seems to be pretty similar here. You've got the leg strap. You've got the kid and the mom together working on their body weight squats. But the game itself leaves something. I mean, if you thought the Wii Fit thing was sort of a lackluster game, then you have not seen what they're doing over at Yi Chen. Check this out. Loud as fuck, first of all. Here we go. The same crap. Ooh, okay. It is a little funkier, though, I'm noticing.
Keep going. Very good.
Don't look at me, idiot. Look at the screen, yes.
Fire. Marvelous.
So there's like a firefighter one, which to me is not... That's not exercise related. Here's the body squats. Okay.
That's cool.
Exercise with game characters.
Come back slowly.
Very, very Whoa. Basic. Wow, this looks like a 3D world.
Yeah, there's no way that this is any good.
This is quite bad. I would say it looks like it's a notch below the stuff in the mall.
Yeah, the little game systems. Built-in 13 fitness games on this thing. Rich fitness movements. This is Wii Fit.
This is Wii Fit. Fit.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah. Comfortable feel, 13 fitness games. It says built-in game host, which I guess is probably what they're saying is that there's no system.
No system, yeah.
So the game is just the thing that's on your leg. So how does it get onto the TV? I'd like to know. I'm needing to scroll down. Oh, you can. Oh, they got Gym Master on here. Yo. They got Gym Master. Oh, it's a. Oh, here we go. No need to plug in. No need for a console. Just download the Yichin game app with your phone or tablet, then activate the Bluetooth connection and location function to start working out and playing iOS or Android. So this is going to be on your phone and over Bluetooth to your TV. Is that possible?
Probably no. Are they saying that you have to pair it to your phone or iOS device or whatever, and then screencast it to your TV or something? Look, doesn't seem like it would.
You can cast your screen. Yeah, because look at the diagram here.
Yeah, I saw the weather, the projection thing.
It has an overhead projector like you'd use in school to look at a transparency and take notes about Andrew Jackson. That's what they're using to describe how the software gets on your TV, which to me is like, I mean, say what you want about the Switch, but it does plug into the TV and turn on when you want it to. Yeah. This is a little bit different. Boy, it looks bad too. The Wii Fit was all the rage for a while. The Wii Fit was one of those things you could not get in stores. You're paying huge markups on.
Yeah.
But I guess they figured out the production on this to the point where now people are ripping it off completely. They now know how to rip it off and put a game. Wow, we've got a whole system in a cartridge this big. Everybody's grandparents nodding, going, wow, that's a smart piece.
Got my son the Nintendo. You old piece of shit. That's not what this is.
I hope we never do that. Do you think we'll ever get there? I mean, you're already you're searching for apps on your phone now. It's pathetic.
They make it hard to find.
You're the one who put them there. You put the apps on there. I hope we don't end up like this, but we could someday, you know, everything, nothing lasts forever, Mike. Now for about 69. Oh, that's funny. Okay. That is funny. I wasn't going to, look at the price. Look at what the price is in US dollars for the super early bird. Look at this. And hold on to your jean shorts while you're there.
Super early bird. Oh my God. $69.
This is taking me back to the puzzles now.
Yeah, I'm ready to whack off.
I'm about to bust. Yeah, for sure. I'm about to bust, and I love cops. You're going to get the small version of it for $69. I don't know what the small versus the big is here, but the big is only going to cost you $89, so why not upgrade? Retail price will be $129. Would be shocked if you could ever find this at retail anywhere. I don't know how you would... I don't know how anyone would allow this to be sold. It certainly violates all kinds of...
Yeah,
intellectual property laws.
We don't agree with that here on the YKS podcast.
Caitlin says, hello, does the app have a subscription cost involved? And Yu Chin goes, hello, what the fuck? I didn't know we could do that. That's a great idea. We will be doing that right now. I say, no, it's free. Of course it's free. Did you look at it? Of course it's free. Ugh. Anyway. If you wanted to get the Wii, what is it? Switch? Is it Nintendo Fit? What was it called now? Now I'm forgetting what it was called. The Ring Fit.
Ring Fit.
Oh, we are old. We don't know what it's called.
Oh, yeah. We're calling all kinds of shit over here.
What do you call it? What do you call it with the hula hoop? What do you call it?
Is it called Nintendo? Is that what it's called?
Boy. I can't read the text on it. Zoom in on it. 2640. This has raised $2,640. That blows me away. Of 5,099 with 25 backers and 38 days to go. Probably the money on here is fake as well, and I think the whole thing is probably fake.
Yeah.
This is an Instagram ad waiting to pop up on your oldest relative. So be careful. Have they done anything else? Yichin? Let's see.
They have not.
They're working with Backer Spaces and Backer Shares. No, I'm not seeing anything else from Yichin game. Oh, okay. Well, they're starting.
I'd like to see some more info on Backer Space, Backer Share, all of those types of things. I would like to bust open the books. What's going on with those motherfuckers?
Do you get the impression it's just like one guy who has sort of made it feel like
something
it's a whole
weird going on right there? It feels like something weird is happening.
It's a cottage industry, but yeah, I just don't know how. I don't know what it scales up to. It's very interesting. Well, that's the Yichin game. Mike, You got one more over there, I'm pretty sure. Hey, speaking of Miami earlier, this is one you could enjoy in Miami, isn't it?
That's right. This is the middle finger pool floaty JF. Are you tired of boring pool floats that blend in with everyone else's? Yes. That is one of the major problems that I have in my life.
With all of the, they really do say that. With all of the flamingos, unicorns, and poop emoji pool floaties, thumbs down. First of all, hey, I'm still on the one that's like a long, like, looks like a bed. There's like a pillow built in and a cup holder. Like, that's what I'm on. What are you guys? You guys are on poop emojis?
Oh, brother.
I didn't know that. I didn't know all that. And also, I think maybe this would blend in with those. This would be sort of a part of a whole with the poop and the unicorn and stuff, I think. But I guess if you need to have a super unique pool floaty, you could definitely start thinking about how to piss everyone off around you. Now, it is patent pending, and they want about $70,000 here for a bulk order of products so we can have them shipped before the summer. 200 are already being manufactured right now. The earliest pledges will be honored when it comes to shipping with our initial inventory. I doubt that somewhat. There is a rainbow version of the pool floaty. Wow, that looks like nothing. Oh, my God.
Doesn't look like a rainbow at all.
What? It doesn't look like a rainbow. It doesn't look like a middle finger. Am I crazy? Does that look like a middle finger to you?
Really, no. Because the middle finger is extended and it's supposed to be, I guess, where you put your head to lie back or recline on the pool floaty or whatever.
Okay, but what's the tongue at the bottom?
The tongue at the bottom, I'm not sure. Just goes between your legs. I don't know why that's there.
Well, hang on.
I guess to hold you in the pool floaty, huh?
Now, I'm flipping you off right here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And I'm only doing this to try to see what it looks like when I flip someone off.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing is two fingers on the side, on the left side here. Now, I agree, that's what the floaty looks like. Then I'm seeing the middle finger going up. So far, so good. Now, on my hand, I'm then seeing the pointer finger, the index finger, that doesn't quite go as far down as the other fingers, but it is there on the right side, right where you'd expect. What I'm not seeing is that fourth thing on the side there. Is that supposed to be the thumb?
That's our old friend, the thumb.
Why is it right next to the finger? The thumb should be over here, right?
Yeah, it doesn't look like a...
This doesn't look like hands. I feel like the one thing you gotta nail down when you're making a floaty based on the middle finger is the number of fingers.
What a stupid idea.
Yeah. What a stupid, hateful...
What a dumb fucking idea. A
poorly executed idea as well.
Middlefingerfloaty.com. You can see it in action. The only pool floaty shaped as a middle finger emoji.
So for now.
An emoji.
Yeah, but even the emoji looks better than that, right? But look at all these party people. They got a donut. They got I'm not seeing a single fucking floaty in these pools because they're crammed with 20-year-olds.
This is what Miami is like. Who's this guy?
He's flipping me off now. Hey, fuck you, buddy. Hey, fuck you, you piece of shit.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'll beat your ass. Dan, put it away.
I like how the middle finger floaty is $149 on the middlefingerfloaty.com website. And the rainbow floaty is $169.
Ah, $69. Well, Mike, it probably takes a lot more money to get this to not look at all like a rainbow. It looks like a little Yoshi.
Sucks.
What part of the rainbow is the one where the blue circle is inside the green circle on top of the yellow? That's not...
God, they have an Instagram. They have a fucking Twitter. Oh, man, they have an OpenSea, JF. They have an OpenSea page.
No.
Their Twitter is at MFF_NFT. 9,999 generative middle finger emojis.
Oh, my God.
So they have an OpenSea where they do pixel art of middle fingers.
Ah!
Sucks. Just sucks all the way around, tail to tip.
Well, so these NFTs, they must have started as NFTs and then became a floaty company later. Is that is that what happened?
Looks like it, yeah. That sucks, dude.
Okay, so 0.005 Ethereum is what it says you pay for the NFT. Now, that right now is $8. So if you mint the NFT for $8, you get $50 off.
I like how get $50 off when, W-E-N. I like these these guys using when and friend and stuff like that, that all the Nazi guys used and stuff.
Me too,
and,
that's cool.
I don't know if you saw the other day, but Elon Musk replied Keck to somebody.
Sweet.
Oh, I wish I had a machine gun.
I wish I had a fucking machine gun.
This is cool here. One of the...
So, you'll be seeing me in the news. Pretty soon.
Fuck. I'm looking at all the different ways you can modify the middle finger NFT, and they don't work at all because it's instead of a person or a face, it's a hand, and a badly drawn hand at that. But one of them is like putting a hat on top of the middle finger. One of them is actually stink lines on the middle finger. It's probably yours. One of them is like a cigarette coming out from between the middle finger and one of the other fingers. So none of this works at all. It's even dumb, dude. Even on the scale of shitty NFTs that are generated with these different qualities, it doesn't work even for that, which is totally unreal. But, oh, wait, what is this? What is this?
Is that a rap? Is this a song?
This looks like a Dirty Santa type of rap, and I got to hit play on it. I'm sorry. Here we go. Come on, I want to see this. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho! Yay! Merry Christmas, you stupid fuck! You fucking elf, get out of my ass! You really think you deserve a present? Where's that candy cane going? Naughty
motherfucker! Ho, ho, ho! Smell like Elfish Smith, that's no light! Alright, okay.
There's 2 minutes and 17 seconds left.
Yeah.
What?
Bullets been descending at your dome.
Yep. Feeling like I got shit all up my eye.
All up my eye.
Okay. So
I don't want to see shit.
You don't want to see this? I'm not really sure. What does this have to do with the...
So they got the fucking middle finger floaty in the music video. We getting presents. I don't understand what's going on here.
Well, the music is good. I like the music.
I believe everyone involved in this story should die.
All rights reserved on this by the Hippie Thug LLC. So that's cool.
How do you wake up every day and do this?
I don't know. This is a big bummer.
Sucks.
Figure it out, man. Figure it out. Not everybody's meant to do this kind of stuff. You got to figure something out that's not this. The biggest risk we face is supply issues with our manufacturer. I really don't think that is the biggest risk. It says, due to our strong advantage within the market and originality, middle finger floaty has the potential to develop into other markets and become the most popular floaty. What would be the other markets for the middle finger floaty?
Dumb.
See, I'm thinking
television. Television show.
Probably a TV show about the middle finger. I mean, you see they got this Tetris thing coming out. I'm thinking we do that for the middle finger floaty. We got the soundtrack built in. We're musicians too, by the way, so we can take care of the soundtrack.
Do plus our Tekashi 6ix9ine type song. It's ass, dude. That sucks.
That's really bad. You know what? Maybe Miami's not that big of a deal. I guess we can do without Miami. $1 pledge of 70 grand, one backer, 24 days to go on the middle finger floaty. Not too good. Not too good. But I've got one now. Okay. All right. Let's clean it up a little bit here, Mike. Literally.
Okay.
Because I've got you something called the Satuo W1. Turn your Dyson into a fast window cleaner instantly. All Dysons are compatible with this. Got the fast spin cleaning, water spraying, 6-stain type removal, auto navigation, up to 700 square feet. Now you
only 6 stains removed. Like you're not going to be able to. You're going to be able to use this.
Why the hell not?
More than you got more than 6 stains going on.
Yeah, on my window. Yeah, I have 6 stains on my window. Wow. I'm coming, shitting, pissing, bleeding, sneezing.
Think of 5.
What are some of the other dwarves? This one's also from Hong Kong. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, how annoying is this? I'm cleaning I'm cleaning the glass. Now some other guy is cleaning my glass. I'm looking at him going, this guy sucks, but I'm giving him fake $100 bills anyway. You know what? If you want something done right, you just got to do it yourself. Yep. Oh my God. Look at this. So now we've got, here's what I will say. We've gone from the physical object, which is an attachment for a Dyson vacuum cleaner, into a 3D render. Once the thing is actually expected to start doing something, now it's time to move into the render. So let's see it in action, kind of. It's sucking in air on the window. I don't really know. Now it's moving back and forth. I can't tell if that was real or not. Steaming, yes.
Steam out the side.
And then moving, but again, this is computerized, so I don't... It knows when it's about to hit the edge of the window, and it'll kind of shimmy around it.
A Roomba for your window, powered by Dyson.
Wow. This is not real here, right? This is what it's showing right now isn't real. Is that real?
Looks real.
Does that look real to you?
Probably not real.
I think it's fake. I think those are fake renders.
Tequila.
Oh, is that what that was?
It's like, it was like probably a Creative Commons licensed version of tequila or something.
I was kind of hoping there'd be like a little 5'3" guy screaming about cocaine over the top of it. Then I would really like it. Glass cleaning has never been so easy with this gang. It just plugs right into your Dyson and then it scoots all over your picture window like a man. I don't know. I can't really tell if this even would this even clean a window in the way that you want to clean a window, because it shoots out steam on the side and then scuffs it up with a little pad that's on the thing. I don't know. I don't know how this is powered. I don't know how it stays attached to the window. I don't know how it cleans.
Do you have a Dyson?
I do have one of the little hand. Yeah, one of the little portable things. I never found it that great, to be honest.
I want to get a second Dyson. I want to get one of those like stick vacuums.
Are you sure you want that?
should I not get it?
I don't recommend it.
No,
I don't recommend it.
I think for like, you know, little pieces of hair or food.
Yeah.
Cats or something. Pick it up instead of unwinding the fucking cord and shit all the time.
I agree. It is onerous. It's onerous to get out the heavy vacuum and plug it in. Then you got the cord to deal with and it's all this shit. I get it. Sucks. Literally. But the Dyson vacuum, I feel like, is not very powerful. It doesn't last very long. You have to have a place to store it. You got to fucking charge that thing on your wall or whatever it is. It's not very ergonomic, not very flexible. It doesn't get under stuff quite as well as you would hope. And then, like I said, really underpowered. You're not running that thing over a thick shag carpet. You think you're going to get all your pet hair up? Think again. You might as well stick this thing on your window.
In March 31st, 2021, I bought a Dyson ball vacuum for $200. Pretty good deal, I think.
You want me to be happy for you buying a vacuum 2 years ago?
$329 on here retail.
Okay, JF. That's inflation, so it's not even real. It's fake. You used fiat to purchase it, so. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be pissed off if I paid like $500 for a vacuum and it sucked. I mean.
Literally.
Hey, come on.
Hey, come on. Stop fucking around, okay? Seriously. Yeah, I don't know how this works. Looks like they put a lot of work into it. You see them in the lab with their like suits on and stuff like that to make sure they don't mess up the.
Oh yeah,
seems so they like really
a legit operation. Maybe we should fucking get one. Dude.
Okay, well it's $230. Do you want one still?
That's fine.
That's about the price of a vacuum, Mike.
That's about the price of
a
vacuum.
Oh, no problem. It looks like Satchewell might be a company to be reckoned with. I guess they've made a bunch of other stuff I've never heard of. Do you know what else they've made?
No. 80 utility patents, 28 patents, 36 design patents.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Maybe that's all BS. Who knows?
I don't have that much. I don't have that much of any of that stuff.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fucking get some plane tickets, go to Hong Kong, find this fucking factory, see if it's real.
Yeah. Yes.
Do some investigative reporting and maybe sample some of the local cuisine while we're at it. We'll make a whole video about it. We'll do a whole big thing.
By the way, I don't know if you know this or not. Do you know how addresses work in other parts of the country specifically, or in other parts of the world, specifically Asia?
I do not know.
They are not They are not accessible to us. They are not at all. Like, if you ever get something drop shipped and it comes directly from, you know, China or anywhere, Taiwan or any, I don't know, any place like that, the addresses are totally inscrutable. Like, they're not just, and it's phone numbers too. Like, phone numbers, like Australian phone numbers are so weird. Everything. So we would be lost as soon as we stepped off the plane to do anything. We're that stupid.
Basically, we did everything right and everybody else is wrong.
We are like, we're like goldfish. You cannot take us out of this very specific environment or we will die. Don't try to teach us anything else. We won't
Wan
be able to
Lee
fix anything.
Technology Building, Longxing Street, West Lane, Pingyang, South Road, Tian City, Shaanxi Province, China. That's simple. What's so hard about that?
Walking up to the Southwest Airlines counter and going, I need one ticket to China, please. Yeah, I don't think it'll work. They do have the world's smartest window cleaner already on Indiegogo, where they've raised $66,000 with 16 days left. This one looks different. It does not hook up to a Dyson. It looks like a self-contained unit. So maybe they've repurposed some of the technology for that, although it does sort of make you wonder why there are two of these going at the same time.
Same company.
Maybe Satchel.
They're like, they're doing the thing where, you know, PC manufacturers or, you know, the VR headset is not a, you know, self-contained unit. You uses the power of your PC. Maybe it's the same idea where they
look at this fucking
separate
thing.
Some of the
do you see it wiggling around on the window?
You're not sharing the right screen.
Shut the fuck up. Just imagine
share the
it.
Fucking right screen.
Why don't you just imagine it then? Because it's simple to imagine what it would look like. It's kind of going crazy.
I can see it. Fuck. Holy shit. Slow down. Yeah. It is going crazy on the one. Scooting his little ass.
I mean, it looks really, really silly for it to go back and forth like that. It is kind of cute. This does seem like something that freaking Pixar would make a movie out of. All of a sudden, I've got the t-shirt. I got the Funko Pop. You know, I got the poster. I got the cell phone case for my little Satchel window cleaner. You know what I mean? That's probably what they ought to do more than anything else.
If you have fucking huge windows, you know.
Sure.
I guess. But, you know, how many people have fucking humongous windows? We got like fucking.
I don't know. What is
our
this
windows
doing?
Aren't set up like that.
What's this doing for you that the squeegee is not doing for you?
Yeah.
You know,
get you a rag, get you some Windex.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't know. I'm sure they got it all figured out. Hey, clean windows could be something to look forward to in the future. Not me. Mine are pretty dirty. I like it that way. Nobody can see what I got going on in here. Okay. What are you doing?
Kiss my kitty.
No, it's not time for that yet. I put up with this shit all day long. I don't need this from you.
Yeah, I don't like this either.
I don't need this shit.
Nah, he doesn't like it either.
You're the only one that this is for. All right. Well, anyways, that was the six pack. A lot of crap on that one. Good job, everyone. We do have time for one more segment, though. It's called Kissing on Your Kitty Cat. That's what you probably fucking like. No, it's not that. It's the other one.
Oh, shit. Ooh, you're going to want to contact my kiss. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 540 West Main Street, 209 Gallagher 10, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics. All right, Mike, we got one coming here to us from user DB's classic quote. Kramer rant in the YKS Piscord. I had about.
Ain't no telling. They say, who would be your signature character or impression if you were a cast member on SNL? What would you do if you were on? And now we all know you've got a range of voices, Mike, whether it's offensive New Orleans guy, offensive French guy, offensive South African guy.
Offensive other guy. wow. Signature character or impression?
Because what do they have you do? Don't they? I guess we could ask people. They have you go to like a big auditorium. Lauren sits all the way in the back with a glass of white wine. No one laughs, which you'd be used to. And you do your impressions or your characters. And then they say whether you're going to join the big leagues or whether you're back down in the mud with the rest of us podcasters.
Yeah, probably something, some hick sounding. But you know who else does that? David Koechner does the character already. That, I would probably do. So I'd probably do like a guy who has this. I thought of this funny thing, like putting your penis into like a box or something and giving it to as a like a gift to somebody. I thought that would be funny. It's not fully fleshed out yet or anything.
Sorry, what is it? A guy gives his penis as a gift?
Yeah, it's called cock in a present.
Okay. Okay, that's pretty good. I feel like, okay. And what is the guy, what's the voice you're doing for that?
Hey, I got my dick stuck in here. Hey, give me some scissors.
That could be good.
I don't know.
You think you'd get on the show with that?
Probably not. Probably get drummed out of the building.
Yeah, you probably would. We could probably do something together. We could probably do, what if we did something together? Like we do two different characters.
Yeah, like two brothers who have incest sex with each other. We could do that.
Okay.
It's not explicitly stated, but we're hinting around at it. It makes everyone uncomfortable.
Okay.
And it does not stand the test of time.
Right. Yeah. Something when you go back and look on it later, you go, I can't believe this was ever on TV.
What were they doing?
The fucker brothers? They let the fucker brothers on TV, like right before the local news? That's insane.
Yeah, it would be the 11:55 sketch or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, man, sorry. The fucker brothers has been cut for time again. What the fuck?
We're sucking each other back. We're getting ready to go on.
Adele went long. You can't do the bit where you guys suck each other's dicks in the hot dog bun.
It's cut for time.
Anyway, I guess we could. You know what? Let's just go on Mad TV. I think probably is what we just need to. I don't think we're gonna make it. I don't think we're gonna make it in the big leagues, Mike. We can go on Mad TV and you can do your famous character, Miss Swan.
Oh yeah. My character, the Swami, the Samurai.
No.
Hi, I'd like to apologize for calling you drunkenly from the Mardi Gras. I'm home now drinking a bottle of water, and I'm remembering that I drunkenly called you guys and screamed at you. So, love the show. Sorry I screamed at you, but happy Mardi Gras. Bye.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Well, the show's over. I guess that means all the fun has to end right now. Wrong. That's where YKS Premium comes in. Join today for bonus episodes, video content, and access to the YKS Piscord, and even more, at patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks. Mike and I will be waiting for you, and hell, Dan will be there too. Dan, you have to be there.